sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Wednesday, January 22nd.
Oh my gosh.
And we're moving on.
I think this is my, since I've been back, this is my first time being able to say happy hump day.
That's
I think
true,
we were like off the last like
couple
Wednesdays,
of Wednesdays
or whatever since I've been back.
That's true, huh? Yeah, you had to leave 1 week and then I don't know what happened the second week, but you're
well,
right.
Because I got back in town on Wednesday. So
right.
I think we started that like Thursday or something. So I got back
That's
like
true.
Wednesday night. And then we started that Thursday and then we were off.
And then the following week, yeah, you had to
yeah.
take the day off. Yeah,
oh
that's true, huh? So today you get to say hump day.
Yay.
Okay, cool.
It's so funny. I like just realized that. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
I know. It is Wednesday.
And the weather continues to be warm, and it gets drier and drier. I mean, you know, my nose is just like killing me.
Yeah.
It's so dry.
Yeah.
You know, everything's so dry. And the
I
thing
know.
Is, that's why they say, you know, when rain comes, then not as many people are sick, and it cleans the air. It cleans everything,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And we just have a lot of pollution in the air, I think.
No, you just reminded me how dry my hands were. I need to put some
okay,
lotion
so
on
put
right
some
now.
Lotion on. We need to know that.
I know. I know. This weather is just absolutely crazy. I'm like, dude, legit, I had to, you know, when I woke up this morning, I'm like, you know, I have nothing left, like, in my closet that's not, like, some sort of, like, long sleeves or sweater material or something like that. I had to go into my storage, you know, this is, like, the first thing I pulled out. I'm like, okay. Like, you know, because I packed all of my, like, tank tops and stuff away.
Summer stuff, yeah.
Because I didn't think I'd be wearing them again until, you know, the next season. But, you know, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, I need something else to wear. Like I have,
yes.
There's nothing in my closet that, you know, I'm going to be too hot in this.
Yeah.
So I, you know, pull
no,
this
I
outfit
know.
Out.
I
but
know. It's
hey,
like,
I don't hate it. You
yeah.
know,
I having
like
to pull
top.
Out all the summer clothes, you
I know?
Know,
like redo it all and, over again.
And half the nation is buried under snow.
I know. And it's just getting worse over there. Like my mom is like, it's just so cold. I'm like, oh my gosh. Just
yeah.
come here.
Hard
I
to
feel
relate.
So bad.
Yeah. Hard to relate to that here. You know,
it is.
So, you know, we, today's Wednesday. We haven't gotten a chance to talk about the Super Bowl yet. And I just wanted to bring up, you know, the fact that the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos are going to the Super Bowl.
You know, I saw something really funny. That. I saw like a meme thing, or as I like to call them, memes.
I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
And it's with the,
Mimi,
you know, Dr. Yeah, you know, Dr. Evil, the character from Austin Powers.
Right.
You know, everything he uses, like, quotations with his fingers, you know, like,
right.
bring out the frickin' laser beam, you know.
Right.
So, like, hilarious. I love that character. I used to love the Austin Powers movies.
Really?
Yeah, they're so funny. Anyways, so, yeah, they're like, okay, so it says something like, the two, you know, teams that are going to, or no, that. That's right. The two states that like legalized marijuana are getting together for a Super Bowl.
There you go.
With the little like quotation.
Right. Or Bud Bowl. You know, some people call
hilarious.
It Bud Bowl. And yeah, it is
Super
very funny.
Bowl, because like, you know, they pack weed into bowls. Did I say that right? I don't know the weed terminology.
That's true, yeah.
But, yeah, oh my gosh, like,
so
ironic.
It is funny, I know, out of all the states. I know. But what was surprising me is to see that New England did not go on to the Super
Yay.
Bowl because they seem to win every year.
I'm quite happy about that. I'm excited. I like that these two teams are in it because I don't mind Denver Broncos. I've always been
a
fan
strong
of, you know,
team.
Peyton Manning and whatnot. So, yeah. Yeah, and then the Seattle Seahawks, like, when was the last time they were this close?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like two teams that you wouldn't, you know, they're not quite as, like, obvious, you know?
Right.
That's why I really like it. I'm really excited and looking forward to February 2nd.
Awesome.
I believe.
You're getting ready for all the award shows, too, the Grammys, the Oscars, things like that. Do you care?
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably should. I mean, sometimes, like, you know, like the Grammys and stuff, like, I don't mind. Like, I'll, like, YouTube, like, the crazy ones later.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I, like, wait to hear, like, what's everybody talking about, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
who can sit there for 3 hours?
This and this performance. I'll be like, okay, and I'll just YouTube that, you know? I mean, unless I've got, I don't know. I just, maybe it's just because, like, my TV, like, I have, like, the, like, old school bunny ear antennas, you know? Like, I don't really actually have, like, cable or, like, legit TV. So it's very rare that I will just, like, sit at home and try to watch something that's on regular TV.
Right.
So that's why I just kind of, like, you know, Google things later and,
okay.
Out or, like, YouTube, you know, certain clips and highlights.
I know. I get impatient with these shows. So I have them, like, running and I'm doing something else in the meantime. And then you just kind of catch the highlights and stuff.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, but, pretty much.
But there's a lot of great movies, you know. I mean, I haven't... I only saw about... a couple of them that are nominated and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But American Hustle, you know, they're making such a big deal about it. And yet I left in the middle, and some people I talked to thought it was really boring as well.
Like, did you really? You left.
It wasn't that
wow.
boring, you know, but it seemed like it wasn't going anywhere the first half, so I didn't want to stay for the second half, you know.
Yeah, but, definitely. It definitely was not my favorite. I don't really understand how that got up there so high.
Yeah.
I feel like all the actors were incredible individually. They just didn't mesh together well.
Yeah.
There was just something, I don't know, something just didn't click.
Yeah.
I don't know.
For me, it was the story, you know. I mean, to me, it was just I was lost there, and I thought, you know. But then The Wolf of Wall Street, man, that was a movie I stayed for the whole 3 hours, you know. Mm-hmm. I found
it
very
entertaining.
Yeah,
that was a pretty long film.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, and so we'll talk about some other things and later in the show that I wanted to bring up, but we have a guest that's got to leave a little earlier, so we're going to get to him earlier.
Oh, okay.
And,
good idea.
And do that. So we have Dan Warner in the studio. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Hi, thank you very much.
Of course. And you look kind of familiar to me, and you've probably been in some roles, right?
Well, yeah, I get that a lot. A lot of people ask me, where do I know you from? And my stock answer is, wherever I am, my stock answer is, well, I come here a lot.
Oh, okay.
That's probably where you know me from. But I've been an actor now full time for this is 14 years this year.
Oh wow,
yeah.
Very
so
cool.
A lot of television, a lot of commercials, some films. It's funny you mentioned Austin Powers. I was I had the honor of being cut out of Austin Powers.
Really?
I was in Goldmember, and you know, they don't, when they cut you out of a film, they don't tell you they're going to cut you out. They
just do it.
So I had a date that night. I took my agent and his wife, and this was the first date. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to be in a movie. This is going to be great. And so, you know, you're sitting there, you're waiting for your part. You're very excited.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get this sinking feeling. You're like, wait a minute. This was about where I was supposed to be in this movie.
Right.
And then you realize they cut you out of the film.
Oh,
and it's like someone took a running start and kicked you right in the nuts. Because it's just that, holy shit, I was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And now I'm not.
And it's true because, I mean, you're probably like celebrating the time of your life when you just get the role.
Oh, yeah.
And then you think, oh, yeah, I'm in this movie. And then you end up not being in the movie, you know?
Yeah.
I can see how that'd be frustrating.
It's frustrating. My scene was with Beyonce. Originally, it was supposed to be with Vern Troyer, Mini-Me.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I'm there with Mike Myers and Jay Roach, who's the director, and I'm just having this great time. I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome. And then you get to the big screen, and you're excited about it. It's coming. And then you go home and get super, super drunk.
What was the scene?
I was one of Dr. Evil's lair guards. And okay. I had a scene with Beyonce, and she comes out and she catches me. And we have a fight, and she actually kicks my ass, which was very funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that... You know, obviously didn't make it.
Yeah.
Aww.
So yeah.
Sounds good. So what kind of parts have you been playing? I mean, have they been sort of like put you in a box, or do you have? Are you pretty diverse? And stuff?
Well, I'd like to think I'm diverse, but they've sort of put me in a box. I play a lot of cop roles. I've done, I think I'm up to 25 or 30 TV shows.
Oh, wow.
And I think of those network shows, I think three of them were not law enforcement. So cop, security guard, oh, detective, wow. You know, all that, police, yeah. All that stuff. I've done coach, I've done dad, I've done a lot of TV commercials, and I even play cops in TV commercials. So, but the people who know me, you know, when they realize that I'm playing another cop, they're like, you're just so far from being a cop.
Exactly. Or like even looking like a cop. Right. I don't get it.
Well,
you know,
I think,
mean, cause cops often look, I mean, I can see you as a cop totally, you know, but, like we had a former cop yesterday and he played some parts as well. And he also said, but he looks the part. I mean,
yes, he looks like a straight up detective.
Yeah. Like don't mess with me type of a guy, you know, no emotion.
I think it's the fact that I spent so much time with cops in the wrong situation that I learned so much about them.
Really?
So, yeah. So
that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, huh? I know. I hope my mom's not listening.
So, well, this is cool. So we'll get more to the acting and everything. But you're also a photographer.
Yes.
And I would imagine a dedicated one at that. I saw some of your work on Facebook and very impressive.
Oh, thank you.
And it's ironic because a few days ago we also had a photographer also doing like glamour model photography and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So we're still on it, you know.
Oh, good.
We're still on that kind of thing. And we learned a lot about it. And it'd be cool to learn some of the things from you as well.
Well, you know, I started photography when I was a kid. My dad got me a camera. I think I was 11 or 12.
Right.
And then it sort of went off and on growing up. And then, you know, when the digital age happened, that's when it caught fire for me.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, I had a film camera and I was taking pictures of actor friends. And then they started getting work from the headshots that I shot. And I thought, oh, shit,
wow.
I'm onto something here.
Yeah.
I should start charging people money for this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it went from there. A couple of years ago, the people at Electrostar Productions, who handle Ron White, asked me to do his website. So I shot Ron White, and which was one of he was one of my first celebrities that I shot. And so we did a whole thing, rented a studio and did that kind of thing. So I do a little bit of everything. My specialty, though, is actually fine art nudes. So, I do a lot of that. So.
Yeah. Well, that would be my specialty.
I was
going to
say. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Sam. There he goes.
But, yeah, like we were talking to the other photographer. I mean, if you're going to photograph something, it might as well be beautiful and make you feel good.
Yes,
you know? I mean,
absolutely.
Men feel good when they're near beautiful women.
Yes.
There's no explanation to that other than it's true.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No, I like the female form, and I like landscapes and nature. And so what I've done is combine those two. Sort of married those two. And so what I do is I take a fine art nude model and we go out into nature, trees, rocks, water, that kind of thing.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So you don't do a lot of studio stuff. You like more outdoor.
I do a little bit of both, but my specialty is outdoor. And so you've got to be careful because you can't just take a naked girl anywhere and shoot her.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
And you got to watch that terminology. I'm going to take a naked girl out and shoot her. That's not what I mean.
You know, so. Sounds like a crime,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I do I do headshots for actors and athletes. I just shot Steve Wright, who's a good friend of mine. He's an ex-NFL football player. I've shot Matt Willig, who's also a football player. You were talking about Peyton Manning earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I've done two TV commercials with him. So
really?
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
I like the, you know, I do celebrities and athletes and all that, but the fine art nudes is really, it's wonderful.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
So how many different models do you think you've shot over the years? I mean, the photography you've been doing for how long, you said?
The photography for about 10 years now. I cleaned out one of my hard drives the other day, and I put it on another one so I could, because I needed more room.
Right.
And when I deleted my Fine Art Nude file folder, it said now deleting 111,000 pictures.
Whoa.
And so I think the way you get good at something is you do it 111,000 times.
There you go, huh?
And, you know, for the longest time, you know, I sort of wondered, you know, I've been doing these fine art nudes and they're very wonderful and they're nice to look at, but to what end? You know, what am I doing with this?
Right.
I have just recently been asked to go to Italy. I'm going to Sicily for a gallery opening for all my fine art nudes.
So, wow.
Yeah,
cool.
Wow. Yeah, I'm doing that in
March. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be very cool.
Yeah.
So when is that happening?
That's March 23rd is the gallery showing, but I think I'm flying over there on the 16th with a model friend of mine, Shannon. And we're going to go over there and do this gallery. This woman's a painter in Italy, in Sicily, and she approached me and she said, I love your work. May I paint some of your pictures? I said, sure. So she did. They got a lot of attention. And then, you know, it's just sort of snowballed. And now I've got, you know, like 50 friends from Italy and I'm going over
How
there.
Cool.
Well, they're
going
to put my fine art nudes next to her paintings. And, she, you know, so it'll be the same picture, but one's a photograph and one's a painting.
Right.
So.
Except
so
that
cool.
I always say that pictures are also paintings, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're like the painter.
Yes.
You're
mm-hmm.
you're making the picture come alive. Mm-hmm. And thus, you know, with directors as well, I think a movie is also like a picture. You're painting it, you know? And it's the director's vision usually. And in your case, it's the photographer's vision.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, you know, I mean, the model is like the subject of the picture and probably the most visible part of it.
Yeah.
But behind the scene, it's your picture.
Well, it is, and the way I compose my shots is I didn't really want the girl to be the primary focus of my photos. And if you go to my fine art nude site, you'll see a lot of times people look at my picture and they'll go, "Oh, that's beautiful." Oh wait, there's a girl in there.
Oh wow!
You know, because they're not the primary focus. You know, you've got this great landscape, and I do them all in black and white or sepia tone, and all that. And I wanted to paint for the longest time, and I bought paints and easels and all this stuff, and I had it at home, and I never got around to doing it, and I didn't understand why I would look and like, oh, there's the paints. I should start doing that. And then I'm fixing a picture one day, and I'm in Photoshop, and I grabbed one of the tools is called a paintbrush, and I'm fixing something, and I thought, oh, that's why I'm not painting. I'm already painting.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So with the pictures, it's this great creative sort of artistic release that
right.
through that. So
amazing, amazing. Yeah. So when you got started, it was already digital cameras, right? I mean, do you still use film?
Well, I used film for years, and then I started getting back into it, and it was still film.
Right.
And then digital came out, and I thought, oh, I'll make the leap from film to digital, which was a very smart thing to do.
Right, because it's a lot more efficient and stuff. You can preview your pictures, and you can see them right away.
Right. The learning curve is much, much shorter.
Right, And I know that professional photographers in the beginning, they hated digital cameras, you know, because they just make everything like, you know, everybody can do it.
Right.
But there's a difference between a snapshot and a photograph from a professional.
Right.
So, we're talking about your paintings. Where can people go right now?
I have two sites. They can go to danwarnerphotography.com.
Okay.
And then the other site with all my fine art nudes, I separate the two. It's called carpeluxphotography.com. And that's carpeluxphotography.com.
Oh, okay.
And that has... like I said, more of the fine art nudes. And I separate those two because I'm an actor and, you know, I do a lot of commercials. And I just didn't want – now here I am talking about it on the radio. But what I didn't want was, you know, if, say, I'm doing a commercial for Nabisco and they want me to do, you know, a campaign or something like that. And if one of the ad people, you know, Googles me and finds these fine art nudes – you know, oh shit, he shoots pornography
too. Yeah, I see.
Too.
So you separated them.
Yeah, because some people, you know, not everybody's going to look at my work and consider it art. So
right,
and a lot of the people in the Midwest are a little more conservative. So
I reached some Indian website. I don't think I'm going to the right place. Yeah. You said Carpe Lux.
Yes, Carpe Lux photography.com.
Oh, photography. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's what I didn't put in.
Okay. Did you just do carpelux.com?
Yeah.
what did you come up with there?
Some Indian site from India. Oh. I couldn't even read it.
Okay.
But yeah, okay, enter. Yeah, nude photography. Wow, yeah. That's pretty cool. So let me bring it up and see. Everybody can follow. The pictures. It's Carpe, CARPELUX photography.com.
Right.
And wow, there's some stuff here. I mean, like you have a model like suspended in midair, yes. And I would imagine this is probably like with a trampoline or something. How do you guys?
Yeah, I shot that effect? On my roof, and I have. I have a great condo in Beverly Hills that I have access to the roof because I'm on the top floor. And I have a little mini trampoline, and I shoot from below, and they jump.
Right.
And you have the Hollywood Hills in the background. So it looks like she's really, really high up.
Right.
A lot of people think it's a composite. They think that
right.
I took it in the studio and then
put
it
in
there. But no, it actually
is
the actual photo. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And I like the black and white and stuff. It gives it so much more drama, right?
Yes.
To a photo and stuff. Do you, when you provide them to the client, I would imagine you do a lot of color as well, right?
Or? Well, I shoot all color.
Right.
And then I turn it into black and white.
Right.
If you shoot in black and white, you're limited as to what you can do in post-production.
Exactly. And you can never restore the color
correct.
If you wanted to.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you shoot it in color and turn it into black and white. That way you have both.
Right.
And again, you can if you shoot it in color and then you bring it into black and white, there's the software anymore is so sophisticated that you can bring up the reds in their skin tone and turn them down. But if you shot it in black and white, you can't do that. You don't
exactly.
have that
option. Yeah. So, yeah. So it's better to start with all the information in the image and
that's
then
correct.
Take it out.
Absolutely.
Than,
yeah.
That's amazing. How long have you been using Photoshop? I'm curious.
I've been doing Photoshop now for probably 7 years, and I've been to the World Photoshop Conference in Vegas a couple different years.
Right.
And it is, and I say this on my website too, it's not enough just to be a good photographer anymore. Yes, you need to know lighting and composition, and, you have to have your model or, whatever you're shooting. But you also need a separate skill, which is really a separate sort of art form, which is post-production or Photoshop.
Right.
And so if you don't – because I've seen so many pictures that are – they're good pictures, but they're not great pictures. But they could be great if the person knew how to
– really, if they took the time
correct.
To really retouch it and
yeah.
stuff. I see.
Yeah. I took one class in at the World Photoshop Conference called There's No Such Thing as a Bad Picture. And it was really dark and it was kind of blurry. And you think, this thing, there's no fucking way that they're going to be able to make this into a good
right.
picture.
Yeah.
And at the end, it was like, holy shit. It was really quite amazing. So it makes
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because I've got like a long relationship with Photoshop. I mean, I used to be graphic designer and stuff. I still am. And I remember when it came out in 1991, and I had a computer animation company then. And I remember the time before Photoshop and after Photoshop. I mean, it changed all the rules completely,
Right.
Before that, you couldn't do the type of selections
right.
and the type of feathering and the, and the composition that you can now where it's like spotless.
Yeah.
Oh,
these
flawless.
Fancy terms.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. You see, I'm trying to impress you. I don't want to look stupid here.
No, it's
good job, Sam.
It's getting more and more complicated, and the software is really quite amazing. Anymore.
It is, and it's very powerful. Yeah. I mean, I think most people don't even use like 20% of it.
Right.
There's just so much to it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, because people don't just use it for photography. They use it for painting. They use it for
sure.
everything,
yeah.
So it's it's amazing.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think as a photographer, especially the old timers, they need to stay up on the technology because if they don't, they'll get blown out of the water by you guys.
Well,
it's
happened over and over. I went to a trade show and there was a guy that was a portrait photographer and a headshot photographer. And he was on Ventura Boulevard here, and he said he was a film photographer, and when digital came out, he dug his heels in and said, no, I'm shooting film. I'm old school.
Right.
And he went broke.
Yeah.
Because he just couldn't keep up anymore.
Man.
And it's, it's so funny when people say, well, I'm old school. I shoot film. It's like, Well, you're
yeah,
idiot.
Come on, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're
like,
an
no,
asshole.
We're not going to applaud you right. for being like, oh my gosh, you're extraordinary. Right. Right. Thank God for you. Yeah. You know, it's like, no, it's like, you know, you got to like,
keep up.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to keep up.
You,
you really do, you know. And
what's that, in?
That's yeah. the thing. I mean, I think everybody gets like nostalgic like that, going back to, oh, well, these are the tools I used when I was little right. and or when I got started. Right. And this is what I feel comfortable with and everything. Yeah. But, you know, when you get stuck in the past like that,
yeah,
that's what happens. You get left behind.
Yeah,
you know?
That, absolutely. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and even as a model, sometimes I like to see that like instant gratification. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. they'll be like, oh my gosh, it was a great shot. And I'll be like, can I check it out?
Right.
And they'll be able to turn around and show me. Yeah, it's a little screen, but still, you know, right. I can see it. And it's like, oh, that's so cool. But it would look even cooler if I just tilted my head just right. a little bit more this way. Yep. Let's try that again. And then boom, like, ah, oh, yes, cool. We got it.
Yeah.
You know, like I love that. You can, you know, you can be able to see it right away and tweak it like right then and there
right.
before you're like wasting, you know, all this
exactly.
film.
Exactly. Right. You're not wasting anything. Right. So you can take a million pictures if
yep.
you want.
You can. Yeah. And it does help the models, I find, because you do get to see what you're doing. And if you know your body, you're like, oh, I don't like this side.
Right.
And you get to look at it and go, oh, yeah, I shouldn't be doing this. Or I don't like what I'm doing with my hand.
Uh-huh.
And you can fix it. And if you couldn't see it, you couldn't fix it. And all the pictures look the same.
Yeah. So you'd have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. There's a nice right. picture of a butt here
yeah.
that I love. I mean, yeah, you see, that's the thing. You create it like a painting, you know. I mean, there's a shadow
oh, yeah.
from the plant or something,
yeah,
you know,
right.
and things like that. So it's...
Yeah, I saw that one. That was a cool one.
Yeah, you
the,
know,
the,
so...
The fern shadow
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, exactly. So cool. It's like a poster,
right.
you know, that you can hang on the wall and
yeah.
stuff. So how do you get these ideas? I mean, do you... is this like an idea you got before you even got the model? Or as you were shooting, you got this...
you know, I don't remember on that one specifically, but I do know... you know, it's very hard to do research because I look at thousands and thousands of naked women every day. It's really,
right.
it's quite difficult.
Yeah, I would imagine
to muddle through that day.
What but, a terrible job.
Yeah, but I, you know, you look at those and every once in a while you'll get an idea. You go, oh, and you just have it in the back of your head. And what you want to do is you don't want to recreate it. You want to do your version of it.
Right.
And so, you know, there's been a lot of pictures with shadows in them. And I think I had this really cool plant, and I think she may have walked in front of it. And I'm like, oh, shit, wait.
Wow.
Turn around, wait.
Very cool.
This
yeah.
is like completely accidental.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a way to do it, I think.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. You just have to be open to whatever's available.
Right.
You know?
And perceptive to what's around you, the lighting right. especially, and then the shadows
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah, and that's what makes shooting outside a little difficult because you have to, you know, the light's always going to change. You know, you've got shadows and light and, you know, nature and, you know, sometimes people around, so you've got to run and hide and, you know, you can't be yeah. running around with a naked girl
yeah.
All the time. But so, yeah, it's you've got to just sort of take what nature gives you and work with it. And
yeah.
It's mm-hmm. fun. It's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So now, Mia, we know that you will not do nude photography and everything, but I mean, if
right.
it was artsy like this, you still wouldn't do it? Like, for example, if they didn't see, like, you know, like the nipples or like the private parts, you know, but if they could see like the outline of the butt and the boobs and stuff, would you do that?
I saw no, like
huh?
that. I mean,
because you'd have to get naked in front of the photographer at least, so
right.
you'd have to be
comfortable,
right? I mean,
at least
right?
like not yet. You know what I
right.
mean? I
yeah.
just feel like, you know, same thing goes for, you know, for film as well,
right?
You know, and that's the thing. Like, you know, whatever. I'll say it. I think I look great naked. Like, I don't. You know what I mean? I'm not like self conscious.
No,
I don't have a
yeah.
problem with that. I, you know, I, you know, I work hard to, you know, have my body look the way it looks.
Right.
But yeah, just like anything, I, you know, it's got to be like, I feel like I want to be more, you know, established, so it doesn't come off like,
right.
oh yeah, this girl is just, you know, walking up and, you know, taking off her clothes. It's
right.
like, oh wow, like it's gonna be, you know, if I do, it's gonna be a big deal,
right?
You know, like
exactly.
oh wow, she's like an established actress, and now she, you know, it's an artsy role, and this has to happen. Maybe, you know, way down the line,
right.
I would. I mean, not way down the line. I don't want to be all like old, yeah. like saggy breasts or nothing. But you know, depending on like, you know, where, you know, how far I'm like, you know, established and whatnot in that, you know, period of of my life, you know, I would, I don't know, maybe consider it, you know, obviously nothing raunchy, but,
yeah.
the, you know, as long as it was classy and whatnot. But.
And it paid well.
Yeah, exactly.
You better pay very well for Mia to take off her clothes.
Yeah, but, exactly. But yeah, I don't know.
It, yeah.
It depends on a lot of... on a lot of things. Because I used to be very like, never, 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 never. But it's like, I don't know, never say never. Like, you never know.
Exactly.
Like, but a lot would have to happen before it would be remotely considered.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, some of the pictures he has here are pretty revealing, you know. So I don't think you'd do that anytime soon. But
right.
I wanted to ask you, like, you know, we're talking about getting old and stuff right there. What, I mean, obviously there's models for every age, yeah. of every age, yeah. and there's roles for them in commercials and photos and everything.
Yeah.
But for a model, like, when are, like, her peak years?
Well, you know, that varies. You know, I've seen fine art nude models that are in their mid-30s who look fantastic. I shot this one girl, Christy, and she wasn't in her 20s anymore. She'd already had a baby, and she right. looked amazing. So it oh. really depends. I've shot, you know, I've had girls come over to do a test shoot, and they're in their like mid 20s, and they take off their clothes, and you think, oh Jesus Christ,
really?
What happened to you? Like,
wow,
you know why? Ugh. Why would you want to be a art model,
yeah.
model if you know you really if you had some reflective material like a mirror at home and you could gaze into it,
oh,
you would realize that.
Yeah, let's
maybe,
be realistic
yeah,
about
on.
It.
Like you have a mirror, you've been naked in front of your mirror, you see what you look like. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, but people are seeing different things.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess, and you know, yeah. and people do it for different reasons. Actresses do it a lot of times. I'll do head, and a lot of actresses I know. You know, they'll look at my work and they'll want to do headshots, and then they'll sort of, they don't want to come right out and say it, but I think a lot of them secretly are like, I'd really like to do some fine art nudes. And they don't want to do it for any other reason than to empower themselves. And if they're in their 20s or even their early 30s, they want to have those pictures, if not to post somewhere, to have for themselves.
Right.
And, you know, when they're 65 and, you know, they can pull them out and say, look how hot I used to be.
Yeah, right.
You know, because when you're in your 60s, Mia, you're going to go, oh, yeah, I was pretty super
hot. I used
hot.
To be hot,
yeah,
right.
I used to be super hot.
Yeah.
You'll probably be still be hot.
Yeah, but at 60, you know, I mean, come on. But, right, but you've got some beautiful women here. I mean, it's amazing. And you know what I'm finding is that you've got, like, some simplistic positions that I find are really, like, erotic,
yeah.
more than pornography would,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And because you just give it a little bit, you know? You just,
mm-hmm.
and...
yeah, that's kind of cool. Even, like, imply, like, you're not really seeing anything.
Right.
Where, like, her leg is up,
right.
you know, covering other things, or right. her arm is laying over, or it's, like, so you know, like, you actually
right.
don't see anything.
Right,
it's just,
right.
like, that's kind of cool.
Except some of them,
sometimes.
Yeah. But some of them you do see full nudity and
right.
stuff, and I'm sure those are the shoots you really like. Except, except it doesn't really matter. I mean, once you see them naked, it doesn't matter what you know. I mean, what scene you're doing,
no.
and
poses it's really difficult. You know, I was married before, and not anymore, and had a girlfriend. And when you're married or have a girlfriend, it's very difficult for them to wrap their head around
right.
the fact that you're a fine art nude photographer, even though you tell them, you try to tell them. Look, it's not about, you know, I don't sleep with the models.
Right.
I just shoot them, and I'm so much more concerned about light and composition and what's going on. Like, the fact that they're naked, yay, that's good, but
right.
it's not sort of my primary focus.
Exactly, and I mean, and it's your business first and foremost,
right.
you know, and the
right.
thing is, I can't imagine that you'd want to risk that, you know, by just... you know, getting involved with the models and everything. And,
no.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to do yeah. that. As soon as you get involved with the models, you know, or if you hit on the models whatsoever, you become now just a creepy photographer.
Right.
You're not an artist anymore.
Right.
You're not, you know, you're just some dude with a camera who wants to get laid.
That's true, because they need to feel secure and confident,
correct.
Right?
Absolutely.
Being around you
absolutely.
Naked, because they don't really know you.
Right.
And they're outdoors too, you know, and
yes.
sometimes you're alone. Wow,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Well, they're very vulnerable, and, you know, I've done one of the things that I really like, that I'm very proud of, is the fact that I've shot probably over a dozen fine art nude models where it was their first time doing fine art nudes.
Mm.
And so You just have to make them feel very comfortable right away. Right. You have to make them feel beautiful right away. It's like it's very important that they know. And I don't sort of treat it any different than doing a headshot shoot or a portrait shoot. It's all very matter of fact. You know, and I don't want to say it's like being a doctor, but it sort of is. It's like, you know what? You have a vagina. Yay. I've seen them before. It's
right.
It's not special. Yeah. Here's what we're going to do. And, you know, you pose them and, you know, but ultimately you want to get great shots. You don't just need more pretty pictures of good women. It's
absolutely. And they're very creative. I mean, so you find, I would imagine here in Southern California, there's a lot of different nature scenes that you can do that are totally different. I mean, some you can go in the forest and stuff and in the woods and some you can go on the beach and in the desert and the mountains and
You've got a lot of that, but you, again, you have to be real careful. I got in trouble one time at Malibu. In Malibu, I was out at the state park there, and I got caught shooting nudes, and they took my chip away from me.
Really?
They fined the model, and they were going to find me, but they dropped the charges and all that. But
So you have to be aware of that.
You got to be super careful, and it's sort of guerrilla style shooting. You know, you go out, the model has a robe on, you look around, no one's there. Okay, good. She drops her robe. Click, click, click. All right, I hear somebody coming. You know, get your clothes. I actually shot a model a couple of years ago, Adrena, and it was in Manhattan Beach, on the beach. I think it was either New Year's Day or January 2nd at like 9 o'clock in the morning. Uh-huh. And we literally shot for probably 45 seconds because she went out. I got my light. She walked back to me. I got my focus. I got everything I needed. We looked around. She dropped her clothes, ran out there. Bang, bang, bang. We shot her. She came back, put her clothes on. We ran away. Because, I mean, people have cell phones and, you know, the cops are going to be coming pretty soon.
Right.
And you don't want to be standing around with a...
So you do like quickies, a lot of quickies.
Sometimes. Yeah. It depends on where you're at. You know, I shot in Yosemite one time and it was snowing and... You know, no one's around and no one gives a shit and you can't get cell reception. So
you can do whatever
you want there. Yeah. So
awesome.
It just depends.
Oh my.
Yeah.
So let's wrap up because you have to leave in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Tell people where they can find you, where they can get a hold of you. And I mean, do you take on... I mean, obviously, those are like your jobs, right?
Yes.
When you do the shooting, it's not necessarily because you were commissioned to do it.
It depends. Some are commissioned and some are not. And like I said, I've done a lot of the fine art nude stuff as personal work.
Right.
But now those dividends are going to pay off because I'm going to Italy to show my work and sell my work in a gallery.
So, right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's good. They can find me at danwarnerphotography.com and then the carpeluxphotography.com.
Right.
And then all my acting stuff is danwarnerplanet.com.
Okay, so, cool. Yeah. And you're on Facebook and Twitter
and
everything?
I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and...
Awesome.
All that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I always love good photographer because I'm fascinated by photography. I think it's a great thing.
Yeah.
And
you got some cool stuff,
Thank you.
Know.
Thank
yeah,
you.
For
That's
sure.
Awesome.
You know, so
my main goal now is to try to get Mia to take her clothes off. And I can
there you go. now there you go. Now, that's a challenge right there.
Right there,
Oh, God. Good luck with that.
All right. Well, Dan, thank you so much. I don't want to keep you waiting anymore because you got to go to an audition.
Yeah, I'm off to an audition right
and,
now.
And thank you so much. I mean, you know, everybody wants to take... now, can people buy these photos too?
Absolutely. They're all for sale and, you know, different sizes and different prints and they're all for sale and, please buy my stuff. Please.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to get some stuff and make posters out of
it.
I mean, my God. You
I
know?
Love it.
So you can deliver like poster size
absolutely,
too, right?
Yeah. The largest size, I've turned my condo into sort of a gallery of my own, and I have a 5 foot by 6 foot of a fine art nude in my living room. So,
nice.
Yeah. So the format, I shoot in very large format, so yeah, we can blow them up real big.
Okay, well, great. So I hope you give me a great deal because this gave me an idea
of
to decorate my house now with this because I've been trying to think, okay, what kind of pictures do I want, you know? Because my walls are empty now, and I'm trying to figure out, and this would be perfect.
Sure.
You know, I think this would be great. Every time you walk in, you have a beautiful woman looking at you, or you're looking at her and you just feel good.
Perfect.
You know, I know Mia, it's hard for you to grasp, but that's how we are, you know.
Men are
like this.
Oh, boys.
All right, dude. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Thank you.
So, well, this is cool. You know, Mia, I mean, the thing is that he's got a great job. what can I tell you? You know, he knows he's got the world by the balls.
I know. What the heck are you doing with radio, Sam?
Yeah, I know.
You gotta go
I
be know. A nude photographer.
I know. I thought I'd meet a lot of beautiful girls here. Look at that. My God, you know. But it's cool. Yeah. And that's the thing about the human body, you know, a female body. It's like it's so inspiring, you know. And although usually when they're nice and skinny and have a great body, you know, but we can't talk in general. But yeah, I think if you take care of yourself and stuff, you can look good for many years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I think that people should really pay attention to that, you know, and stuff. But yeah, I really... I think you're at a perfect position in your life right now to really succeed in this, you know, in the modeling, and you get to choose whatever you want to model and things like that, you know. So,
yeah, exactly.
But yeah, Dan, before you leave, do you think she could she should start like with a calendar also first? That's what the other photographer
well,
was recommending.
You know, calendars are tough only because a lot of people aren't. You know, people don't put calendars up anymore because everyone's got their phone and all
their
that.
Phone. Right.
But, you know, for those of, you know, I don't know how many listeners listen in and don't know what you look like because you're wildly good looking. So.
Right. They all know what you look like.
She's smoking hot. Right. So you know, Sam, you know, I don't know, not so much. But
exactly. Yeah. I'm not a candidate for black and white.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I think if Mia had a following, I think if you've got, you know, a good Facebook following or a good, good Twitter following, I think you could do a calendar and then maybe sell it online and ship it to people and sign it because people actually do like to put stuff up on their walls. You know, you could do a virtual calendar or e-calendar or something like that. But, yeah, you know.
Is that a way to really break into it? I mean, she obviously can't, you know, won't have a hard time finding jobs and stuff. But the good ones, you know.
Well, here's what I would do. And this is something I forgot to mention is I've just been – I'm affiliated now with Electrostar Models. And the best thing to do is get hooked up with a modeling agency like Electrostar, who do a non-exclusive contract. So you can have another agent, another manager, but you have a modeling agency who sends you out on print work, you know, print jobs, commercial work, you know, runway, that kind of stuff. And so if they send you out on those auditions and then you go and you book something, then you can say, oh, yeah, I'm on the cover of this magazine or that magazine. And then you become more valuable. And people start going, oh, shit, Mia's really, you know, doing it. She's on covers of magazines and, you know, she's getting more work and just.
And I've done that before. I've been on cover of magazines and massage
well,
and billboards. And, you know, I've been
all
over
the
place.
The Hooters contest.
God. I was in the calendar and the pageant and all that stuff.
But no, she's got it, right? She's the real
absolutely.
Thing. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, she comes in here showing me how loose her jeans are, and I'm looking at this, and I'm going, my God. You know?
I know. They it's don't like, even stay up.
A body can't get much better than that. So I can
say. A calendar's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we'll see. Maybe we'll get some shoots from you, too. Maybe I'll come and get some photos from you.
I
mean, I know that I'm not beautiful or anything, but, you know, still, I could give you a good subject.
There's Photoshop, Sam. We'll make you beautiful. One
there
way
you
other.
Go. No, but actually, you know, her friend that took photographs of us, I didn't even have to touch anything in Photoshop. She just got the lighting just right, you know, that it looked great, you know.
Yeah.
And I never thought I could look that great without touching up, you know.
Right.
And, so that was a great job. And so I admire good photographers, you know. But I'm going to go on your website, choose some pictures, and definitely get some from you.
Excellent.
And I see you have pricing on the website and stuff, too. So that's cool.
It's all there.
All right.
Excellent.
Cool, Dan.
Thank you, guys.
Okay good luck on the audition.
Thanks so much. All right. Bye-bye.
Great. So you see, he's living the life. I mean, he's an actor. He's a photographer. And, you know, you gotta do the things that you really want to do, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Bye, Dan. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks
Bye.
For coming.
Thanks.
We're going to miss taking a picture with you, but that's okay. You know, what can we do?
Oh, that's
I'll
right.
Come back.
Okay. Yeah, come back anytime. Definitely. Great guest.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, Is it all like going to your head when people tell you like how beautiful you are and everything? Because everybody seems to agree, you know. It's not like it's not like debatable or anything.
You know? I mean, no, it's definitely, you know, it's definitely nice to hear. You know, it definitely gives me, you know, like I like hearing that more, like that positive, right, you know, encouragement.
Right.
You know, just even pushes me farther to think that, you know, I can actually do this. You know, and I have done it before, and already I actually have bookings like on the side for other jobs.
Oh, nice.
Just through the photo shoots that I've had for different companies, you know, like bikinis and, you know, like sarongs and, you know, wraps and stuff like that. So
right.
I'm already, you know what I mean, I already actually have, you know, jobs.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
That I'm booking through just doing these like super shoots, you
right,
know? So
yeah,
it's okay, you
but,
know?
Yeah, and it's also because I think usually we don't see ourselves the way other people see us, you know?
Oh, of course.
So, you know, we all have our insecurities and everything. I'm sure you stand in front of the mirror sometimes and go, oh, look at this flaw, look at that flaw, you know?
All the
but
time.
People don't see that, you know?
Right.
So I think you need that reassurance every once in a while.
You know, and what's ironic is that I feel like I've even had photographers like this time around say that my body looks better than the last one.
Oh, really?
The last shoot that we did, there's some, you know, residual photographers, you know, some people that are, you know, the first one and this past one that I just did. And, you know, I feel like the other one before that, like I was training hard. Like I felt like I had like 0% body fat. I was like, you know, going like really disciplined for a really long time. And, you know, and even after that, I saw the photos. I'm like, oh, my body could still be so much better.
Right.
You know, I still didn't feel like it was 100%, you know, where I wanted it. And with this shoot, I mean, I had taken like a full month off of like not working out at all, eating so much, for like being so bad, and I got back in town, I'm like, oh my gosh, I literally have like a week and a half, like barely, to get my body like back into that incredible shape. I'm like, it's gonna be impossible. I mean, I tried really hard, and of course, like I knew, okay, this isn't gonna be like the last time. But it was interesting how like some of the photographers this time were like, wow, like your body is so much better even now at this shoot than it was at the last shoot.
Wow.
Like, oh, that's interesting.
They noticed,
so like,
that, huh?
Not necessarily that I was like skinnier, but just even, I don't know, maybe just more of like, you know, that like curvier side of it, or just something more. I don't know. There's just something that they liked better.
It's funny
about
that
my
they
body
remember,
this time than
though,
last
you know?
Time. Yeah. Well, I mean, some of them had, you know, had shot me before.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but
know,
how do you
knew,
remember? I mean, you know, a few extra pounds or something. Does it really show? I mean,
I would think so. And like I said, it maybe not even was the fact that I was skinnier, but just maybe, I don't know, just something, you know, on my body was just laying right, you know, better
right.
than, you know, like I had a little bit more meat, like somewhere that looked more proportionate
right.
on my body than before. Like, I don't know, you know, it could mean anything, but.
Right.
I, you know, heard that from, you know, from several people. So it's like interesting.
Yeah.
What people think looks good. You know, what you think on yourself looks good.
Exactly. And it's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's really different. I find that all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I love photography. I mean, it lets you capture anything you want, you know, and it's really cool. Maybe I'll start taking photography. What the hell, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I get
why
some
not?
Time.
It could be a good, fun side hobby.
Yeah. And I love this stuff because when I used to do 3D animation, it was also about, like, camera positions. It was
mm-hmm.
about lighting, things like that, you know, although it wasn't people, but and it wasn't real, it was virtual, but at the same time it really fascinated me, you know.
Yeah.
So I like light and shadow and color and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe I'll get into nude photography too. What the hell, you know? You see, that's the thing. I mean, you decide, okay, I'm gonna be a photographer, what am I gonna shoot? Duh, what's better than shooting naked women? So that's why we get
exactly.
all these we get these these photographers that do nudes and stuff. But, yeah, it totally makes sense. I mean, you know, why not?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
What the heck?
But I see that he's got headshots. Like, he can do a headshot for you starting at $195. That's not bad at all for
mm-hmm.
a professional photographer.
Yeah.
And,
headshots are damn expensive.
They're expensive, and they're hard to get. It's hard to find good ones, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes you just go, you know, you go based on. Like, I went to one photographer, like, from Groupon or something.
Uh-huh.
And they were cool. They were okay. But, you know, now I'm thinking, it's like they put me outside. The sun was bright. And my eyes were like constantly blinded, you know, and I had to squint all the time. And they're like, okay, so take a break, look at the grass, and then look at the camera again. But I'm squinting the whole friggin' time. It was just too bright.
I had a shoot without like that sunglasses, once for, you know. Headshots. It was not fun.
Yeah, I mean, I was suffering actually, and it showed in the pictures too, you know.
Yeah, of course. So look down. Okay, ready, set, look up. Like, yeah.
Exactly.
No, yeah. I can't like prepare myself and my look and my hair. Like, I can't just whip my head up. You know, I've got a lot of like hair strands to put in place. You know, it just doesn't work that way, man. Like, come on, like females. You know, we have a lot more to, you know, worry about.
That's true.
In a photo, so yeah, it's like, you know, yeah, of course it can Photoshop that stuff, but still, I mean, it's then it looks awkward.
Yeah,
it's not done right. So,
all right, well, this is it, Mia. We talked a lot about photography and modeling today. Everybody check out Dan Warner's website. Again, it's danwarnerphotography.com. Mm-hmm. And the nude photography is at carpeluxphotography.com. And you can just Google that if you don't remember. And that's it for now, Mia. So everybody have a great... We have someone interesting tomorrow, right? This girl, Mick, or something.
Oh, you remember? Yeah, we have a guest named Mick tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's a girl, right?
I don't know. I think that might be through a PR.
Oh, okay. Because you sent me the information. Yeah.
For sure.
It's time we have some females in here. You know, we've had too much testosterone here lately.
I know.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.